Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. May I wish you a very warm welcome to the Wake Up Call on this first show of what could be seen as a turning point for the United States. It is, of course, Monday, January the 23rd, 2017, and this is the first post-Obama show, and all hopes are obviously pinned on the newcomer. And I know I speak for all of you when I say that we sincerely wish him the best. So, as usual, the financial press made virtually no mention of the real average hourly earnings report that was released by the Labour Department in conjunction with the Consumer Price Index. This real earnings report factors in any changes to the length of the work week to arrive at real weekly take-home pay. But this detail is rarely ever reported. I have been expressing my concern about the deterioration in real earnings for months, and last week's report reflects my worst fears. Real income for the majority of US workers is now declining on a year-over-year basis. Real income growth is the lifeblood of the consumer-based economy. This decline does not bode well for US economic growth in 2017. As for the increase in the minimum wage that took effect in 19 states at the beginning of the year, this change doesn't move the dime on overall income. The implications of this foreboding development are many, none of which is good. It will be a significant headwind for consumer spending growth, which in turn will slow the rate of economic growth. That will have negative ramifications for corporate revenue and profitability in 2017. A decline in real income is a very foreboding sign at the latter stages of an economic cycle. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I ask you please to go to the www.richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com page. Look to the left and locate the donate button and use it to sign up and avail yourselves of two shows a week, 1 hour each. And I'm asking for a donation of $70 recurring every quarter, automatically deducted from your card, with a minimum of $30 if you have trouble donating increased amounts. So I wish you all the best for a wonderful week ahead, and I will be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin wishing you all the best. Till then, take care.
And there you have it. You decide.